The following is a narrative of a first-person near-death experience, edited for clarity, one of the thousands collected by the Near-Death Experience Research Foundation from all over the world, and available to everyone at www.ndrf.org. The man in this story is Larry, and it was submitted on October 29th, 2002. Let's get started. I received a phone call at work from one of my employees asking when I would be home. The person said they were inside my home, and I told them I would be there in about 30 minutes. The person said, "Don't be wearing your glasses when you get here." From that statement, I knew what to expect when I got home. I'm 5'6", 140 pounds, and the person who was at my house was 6'1", and 190 pounds. The person was very drunk and jealous that he did not receive a promotion from me, decided to quit his job, and beat me up at the same time. I was yanked from my pickup truck and choked by this person across the toolboxes behind the cab. I managed to pry his hands away from my neck and shove him away, and he ran towards me, striking me in the face. I grabbed him around the torso, pinning his arms to his side, and had thoughts of taking him to the ground. I couldn't get leverage to throw him down, so I got a lower grasp on him, around the legs and buttocks. When I picked him up, I started stumbling backwards and caught the heel of my boot on the edge of the sidewalk. I fell over backwards, landing on the back of my head, and he landed on top of me. I felt a terrible crunch in my neck and lost consciousness. My experience started here. I was alone in the darkness and very conscious of myself in this darkness. I saw a dot of light no bigger than a match head. The dot of light began to grow slowly, and when it reached about the size of a baseball, I started realizing that the light was not really getting bigger, I was actually moving towards it. The closer I got, the faster I seemed to be traveling. It was very much like riding a small vehicle, similar to a roller coaster car, open all around, no top, and short sides. I must say that I was frightened about what was taking place. At the time, I didn't relate it to dying and going to heaven. When I got to the light, it was like all of a sudden, there was nothing but the most intense bright light all around me. I realized instantly the most peaceful, pain-free, contented, euphoric state that I can imagine. I never felt so good, and at home in all my experiences on Earth. I could sense that there were three or four others in the light, but could not see them plainly, due to the intensity of the light that surrounded them and was all around me. I did have the impression that they were standing on a wide set of steps going up. I felt that there was also someone of more importance a little higher up those steps who I could not see at all, and surely that was the source of light. After I was there for about a minute, just standing there and thinking about how incredibly good I felt, a voice that seemed to be all around asked me, "Do you want to stay or do you want to go back?" I don't remember if these were the exact words, but that was the meaning implied. I really don't know for sure if these words were spoken aloud or if they just filled my head so much that they seemed to be spoken. I knew I had to make a decision, and it was not easy to decide. I have two daughters who were 8 and 12 years old at the time, and even though I wanted to stay, I answered either to myself or aloud that I needed to go back for them. In an instant, I was traveling through the darkness, just the reverse of the way I went. There was a small light that got bigger as I got closer to it, and when I arrived, there I was, lying on my back in the backyard, looking at the blue sky. I felt great, and I didn't think of anything except where I had just came from. After a minute or so, I decided to get up. I felt like I was moving my arms to roll over, but nothing moved. I soon realized that I could not wiggle my fingers, although they were being told to move. I lay in my yard for about 15 minutes before I could finally roll over and get up. The ability to move was slowly coming back to me, but I experienced no pain. I went into my house and started recalling being attacked and decided to see if I was going to have a black eye from being slugged. As I washed off my face in the sink, I saw stars and I stood back up straight. I also noticed that my shirt was ripped about halfway off and I had some very distinct imprint of the attacker's tennis shoe in my forehead and face. He had also pounded on my stomach and chest and left them red and scraped. After a few minutes, a car pulled into my driveway rather hurriedly. The attacker's brother-in-law, also regarded as a good friend of mine, came running towards my house. I let him in, and he looked me over and said, "We're going to the hospital." On the way to the hospital, my friend said his drunken brother-in-law had gone to his house and confessed to killing me. At the hospital, I walked into the ER and asked if I could get my back checked out. I told them I fell off a ladder. They x-rayed my spine and discovered that the second vertebrae, T2, in my neck was broken in 3 pieces. It still did not hurt as I lay there on the x-ray table waiting for a special collar to be brought over. 4 days later, I had T2 and T3 fused together, using a section of rib bone in my back. I convalesced over the next 6 months in a Somi head brace, and everything worked out well. I had bruised my spinal cord, causing temporary paralysis, and I am very lucky to be walking. I have not forgotten what the experience was like after nearly 16 years. It has actually brought a lot of comfort about dying and what waits for us after death. I have shared this with many family members and friends and have been fortunate to be with some loved ones in the last 2 years when they passed. I encourage them all to look for that light and don't be afraid to go to it. I'm comforted knowing that I will join them someday. I have COPD and am on oxygen therapy 24/7, but I am not in the least a bit afraid of dying. This experience has been taken from the archives of nderf.org. I'm Patrick Boland.